panggang berpegangan tangan erat dan biarkan tubuh tersiram hujan yang lebat dan pekat di bawah naungan awanan gelap terkadang menyilaukan di kala kilat lewat. Apakah kita akan selalu bersama-sama kawan? Apakah kita akan selalu berjalan beriringan? Masih di dalam debatnya hujan kita berjalan bersamamu, kita akan sebarkan senyuman.
Going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as kaying, onion, and garlic. The Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwu and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Pradela. Thank you for listening. Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasalami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasalami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasalami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasalamis. Kasalami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasalami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasalami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasalami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Aku baca dan aku mengerti betapa merindunya dirimu akan hadirnya diriku di dalam hati darimu bersama lagi. Kau tanyakan padaku kapan aku akan kembali lagi. Kau temukan dapat we'll be right back.
Listener, Askempot Parat is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this Askempot Parat, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Some call Askempot Parat is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make Askempot Parat, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball, because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol, because it uses the fingers. Parat is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol parat is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of Askempot Parat, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice listeners, still here with me, Ray, in Indonesia today, where we have a more likely 4 hours and 30 minutes until the end of Indonesia today. But we still have lots and lots of news. But before we continue with the music and entertainment, I would like to tell you that Jakarta, Indonesia, I would like to talk about a little bit. Jakarta, Indonesia is the breaking fast. It is usually starts around at 15:10 p.m. Indonesia time, GMT plus 7 for a listener, if you are currently in Jakarta, Indonesia. So, I mean, at 18:09, I'm sorry, 18:09 for the breaking of the fast. And for a listener, usually during that time, the part of the day, at 15:10, we, as the Muslim community here, start buying the tajil. As you guys know, tajil is like the food that we eat and consume to break the fast. So we started buying, and a lot of things happened, like the tajil war. And it shows that Indonesia is accepting diversity of people that are not Muslims trying and enjoying the tajil. Because not every day the tajil is being sold in the streets of Jakarta, Indonesia, and most likely in Indonesia, because usually the food there is really good to eat and consume. They're sweet, savory, some spicy, if you like spicy to break the fast, I don't know. But it's really good for a listener. And usually, when we do the tajil war, the people from other religion buy the tajil as well and fight over for the good foods there, and in a good way, but not in a bad way. And because of that, it seems really fun, especially during the holy month of Ramadan here in Indonesia, because it's so much good here to enjoy the diversity and also the I don't know what to say, like the atmosphere of the holy month of Ramadan. And so for a listener, my favorite tajil that I usually get when finding the tajil outside before the breaking of the fast, usually I buy something called risol. Yeah, risol is really good. It's like a baked cake with inside of like vegetables, and it's really good. It tastes salty, like savory. It tastes savory, and usually the sweet things I like to buy pacar cina. It's really sweet. It's good for your health also, and it looks really appetizing. And usually, of course, I buy sweet cold tea to open up the breath. To open up the fast, because who loves sweet tea after a long day of not drinking? And just talking like me in the radio, I was like, something that is sweet boy listener. And so without any further ado, I would like to feel fly just like Gigi when I'm opening the fast here with Voice of Indonesia, Gigi with Turbo.
If you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala Village is a fish center. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Good.
Rupert Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupert Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupert Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupert Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupert Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupert Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupert Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupert Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro ship or roll-on roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupert Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, yellow fives, the heading boat races, and many more.
Well, listener, don't forget that you can send your critics suggestion and maybe some information about the Tajil that you want to buy during the breaking of the fast. You can send it through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia. Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, and VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI at voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. And for a listener, just like me, if we just get and receive something, of course we would like to say thank you. Just like Afghan here, that is going to say thank you to his loved one with Terima Kasih Cinta.
Come by the love, the
kesempatan itu akan terulang lagi.
Is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia. People in the world usually visit Wonosobo to enjoy beautiful scenery from the peak of Dieng Slope. The place, which becomes one of the main destinations of Wonosobo, has been well known by domestic and foreign tourists. Various kinds of arts and cultures become evidence that Indonesia is rich of not only beautiful nature or friendly people, but also diverse culture, which becomes background of Indonesian people's life. Culture also becomes way to see civilization in the world. Music is also part of culture. Wonosobo becomes the center of the oldest Islamic civilization in Java Island. Although many things have to appear, Wonosobo becomes a symbol of the city. There is one thing which is not realized by tourists when they come to this small town, namely a unique traditional instrument, so-called bundengan. The instrument has been played as an entertainment of duck breeders since the glory of Majapahit Kingdom. Pundangan is the origin of traditional musical instruments from Wonosobo. The instrument is rare because there are not many makers and players of the instrument. Pundangan is Javanese traditional instrument. In addition, it is also called Koangan and called Betet in East Wonosobo. The Javanese traditional instrument has developed, especially in Kedu region, in Wonosobo and surrounding areas. The instrument is made from bamboos, which are coated with selumpring or bamboo stem and tied with fibers. The instrument is popular among the communities because in the past, it became media of entertainment. According to its function, Koangan is also used as tools for shelters, for farmers and herdsmen. The shape of Pundangan, which looks like shell, possess some question. One of them is why people call the instrument Pundangan. It is called Pundangan because from Koangan name, it contains of instrument and it sounds is buzzing. So it's called Pundangan. If Javanese people mention that buzzing is called Pundang, the instrument has high-pitched voice and quite complete, so it can be mentioned to represent a set of gamelan, and there is gendang sounding like kempul and gong.
Anglianum paprau layar Intino minggu ke pari di soto Alon prau newus nengah Siap yupya banyu pinela Ora cemu-cemu karo mesem guyu Ilang ake rasa lunggang lesu Aten jawi lemas jebul wesore Kiting kelopo katon ngawi ali Kayu kani peci bali wai Dini sesu eso tu mandangan bukawi Anglian numpa prau layar Intino minggu ke pariwisoto
The simplicity of the form of the instrument does not reflect the religious rhythm. The genius farmers and breeders are able to present unique music, namely Pundangan. After exploring, the instrument entertained not only the farmers, but also the breeders when they were taking a rest at the time.
Di masyarakat zaman dulu biasa dimainkan untuk mengiringi berbagai pertunjukan, salah satunya pementasan tari lengera.
In the past, it was usually used to accompany performance. One of them was Bali Lengeran, kids' song, and even for Wayang Kedu performance, because from one of books which was read by me with its name Krito Sanjoyo book, there is one sentence which mentioned Tudung, referring to Japanese musical instrument as Wayang Kedu accompaniment. Pundangan shaped like hood, which is made from bamboo. The uniqueness of the instrument, it is string tucked in between the woven bamboo to produce melodious sound and high pitch. A man with the name Munir, who is very proficient to play it, explain how to make bundengan. It is made from dried bamboo, then it cut thin or split and refined. When it has been thin and refined, it is installed on koangan. To install racket string spares on the sidelines of koangan is given the distance among several boxes and should be tight. Then it is given gondeni or bamboo twig. The twig is split and fitted to strings and inserted the stick, then it can be tested in the stem. It is not easy to make the instrument. Understanding the maker of gamelan music is also a benchmark of the beauty of the sound coming out of the bundengan. Bundengan is in category of string instrument which uses guitar and rubber string. Furthermore, a lecturer of ethnomusicology Surakarta, Dr. Zulkarnain Mr. Toifi, explained about bundengan.
Alat bundengan ini sebetulnya terdiri dari beberapa elemen.
Bundengan instrument consists of some elements. One bowl or koangan, which is plated by bamboo's frame to form it like bowl. Then there are strings which produce sound. There are four strings which function as gong, kempul, and bende, and produce kempul and also getok sound. Because it is different, then the principle of its strain is also varied, and there is also a facility to ascend down the strain. Another side is a piece of bamboo which is plugged in its different size and thickness. If it is plucked, to produce different sound. Being simple is the main key which is played by bundengan physically. But the simplicity can give the pleasure of a sad heart. That was a glimpse of traditional instrument from Wonosobo, namely bundengan. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Here's the news. Deputy Regent of Bantul Aris Surhayanta, along with the Regional Inflation Control Team, inspected the availability and prices of essential commodities at Imogiri Market in Bantul, Yogyakarta, ahead of Idul Fitri, 1446 Hijriah. They found that prices for items such as beef, chicken, cooking oil, shallots, and vegetable remains stable with sufficient stock. However, red chili prices are notably high, reaching 80,000 rupiah per kilogram, approximately double that of other chili varieties. The next news. President Prabowo Subianto has announced that allowances for regional civil servant teachers will now be directly transferred to their personal accounts, bypassing local government channels. This initiative aims to expedite priority educational programs. Education Minister Abdul Muti confirmed that the necessary regulations have been finalized, and teachers will advise to verify their account details on the info GTK platform to ensure accurate disbursement. And that was the news.
kau sedang cantik-cantiknya. Papasan di tengah pelariannya.